Hey, Elvis, it's Froggy, and here we are with another Money Minute with Robert Palmer from the Saving Thousands Radio Network. Robert, I've got a question. Let's say I get my credit card statement every month and I just pay it off. Is that good or is that bad?
So it's good, but it may not be as good as it can be. Let me explain what I mean by that. When your credit card company generates the statement and mails it to you, that's the balance they report to the credit bureaus. So the fact that you turn around and pay it down to zero a couple days later, that never gets sent to the credit bureau. They only transmit the balance in most cases on what's on your statement. So a lot of people get stuck in this vicious cycle where, say, they charge $1,000 and they pay it off.
Yeah.
Well, by the next statement date, you've got another $1,000 on it. So what happens is the credit bureau only sees that you carry a $1,000 balance. They're not seeing that it gets paid off because they only report once a month. So if you're really trying to get your credit score to pop, maybe you're about to buy a car, maybe you're about to buy a house, and you want to have the best credit score possible, you actually need to mail in your payment before the statement comes out. So if your statement comes out on the 20th, you want to pay the card off on the 19th. So when they mail you the statement, it already says zero due, zero balance, and that's what will be reported to the credit agency, temporarily popping your credit score.